Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:43. There has been a lot of talk about returning to the office after working from home during lockdowns and now hybrid working. But are workplaces healthy for their employees? My next guest reckons that companies need to give a lot of thought to create an environment which is mentally and physically conducive to getting the best out of their staff. But how do you measure human performance in a white-collar environment? And how do you define a healthy place to work? John Ryan is the founder and chief executive of Healthy Place to Work.
Hi, Joe.
The clue is in the name, John.
Absolutely.
Is the workplace intrinsically an unhealthy place to work in?
I think it can be a very tough place. And for a lot of people, it can be a miserable experience. If you're in a toxic workplace, if you're in a workplace that isn't actually conducive to high performance, it's that. But you can actually swap that across very, very fast.
Well, give us an example of what is a toxic workplace. But given the fact that there are a lot of protections in place, you know, anti-bullying and inclusivity programs and all that kind of stuff, I just find it difficult to imagine that it's a worse place to work in 2025 than it might have been in 1985.
Okay, well, I suppose if you look at the health service and the amount of demands that are placed on people, let's say in emergency departments, for example, if you've got too many demands for the capacity you have to deliver, that's going to be really, really tough. If you're in an environment where you don't have an awful lot of control, and maybe you're the type of person who loves autonomy, and you're getting the wrong kind of management, that's a nightmare for you. If you're in an organization where the leaders actually treat you like a replaceable resource, that's going to be a bit of a nightmare for you.
Yeah. And again, one person's perception of bullying might be another person's clear guidelines for work. You know, surely it's in the eye of the beholder to decide whether it's a healthy workplace or not.
No, I think there's clear standards as to what is acceptable behaviour. Mm. Some people sort of believe it's about putting people under pressure or the like to deliver. Mm. What we're about is sustainable high performance. And what we've done is codified what that actually means in terms of a model. And thankfully, we brought it to the world and organisations all over the world are actually adopting this. And they're finding that it's delivering productivity, profits and performance, and they're the things that really matter to businesses.
So how do you do that? You basically must consult with the staff, I presume.
Absolutely.
With a detailed questionnaire.
Exactly. So we're flowing this across, and this is probably different for organisations now. Pulse checks, basically on a monthly or quarterly basis, that's giving a flow to the C-suite, the senior leaders of the organisation, so they have their finger on the pulse of exactly how their systems are performing, whether or not the organisation is healthy and the systems are healthy, and then the people themselves and whether or not they're healthy. Now, the question is, oftentimes organisations will say, but if the people themselves aren't healthy, that's not my responsibility. Mm. And you're right, it's not. It's people's responsibility to turn up to work ready to go. But it should be your concern, because oftentimes these are the people you're expecting to give of their best to your business. And if you can support them in some way with the struggles maybe they have in their lives, that can make a huge difference to the performance that they deliver for your organisation.
How do you factor for those people that don't want to ever criticise their company or their boss? Either they're afraid to, or they're just what these positive people who say, no, I don't want to say anything nasty, lest it rock the boat.
Yeah, I think it's how you actually launch this, because if you're actually sort of saying, I want the feedback, I want to know what are the systems in here that make your life a little bit difficult, that make it difficult for you to deliver, versus, you know, how can I actually increase the capacity? How can I make it easier for you to be the best that you can possibly be? Mm. And if it's confidential, and that's where an independent organization like ourselves, completely confidential, and we give the data back to the organization in a format that's not going to identify anybody individually. And that makes a huge difference, because you're giving clear guidance to the organization.
How do you ring-fence the information to make sure it doesn't leak out in any way?
So it's a platform. We have a platform that actually delivers that and keeps it, because we're dealing globally, and you can imagine organisations on a global basis are hugely protective of their data, and particularly in the likes of UAE and Dubai, where we're in Arabic and the like, they've done every check possible to ensure that the privacy of the data is pristine. And that's one of the things that we do.
Some of the biggest tech companies in the world, as you say, they invent a lot of the stuff that we use every day, but they don't tolerate whistleblowers. I mean, we only saw it only this year when a Meta whistleblower is bringing out a book and the company bent over backwards to try to block the publication. They don't like when people whistleblow, and yet whistleblowing should be a healthy part of business, shouldn't it?
100%. And I think you see different standards in different countries across the globe. And I think we saw that when Elon Musk took over, as it was then, Twitter.
And fired a fifth of the staff straight away.
And suddenly in Europe, people were kind of going, you know, you can't do that here.
Yeah.
And that was a wake-up call in our courts, of course. Absolutely.
Mm.
So it was a wake-up call to organisations of that. But at the end of the day, the things that really matter is about creating an environment where your people can actually do the things and deliver brilliant work, because that's what people want to do. Oftentimes, I think when you talk about employee well-being and the like, people have this idea that in a lot of cases, organisations are getting it wrong. They're being nice to employees. They're trying to, you know, yoga and the like. Whereas the time that you'll actually be best at work and actually experience yourself being really well is when you're delivering brilliant work in an environment that's conducive to that, that gives you a sense of purpose and passion, and you really enjoy the people you're actually working with. Mm. That's the environment that actually is one that allows people thrive and perform.
And you don't think that money is the main motivator?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. The newer generations who are coming into the workforce now, they've prioritised their health and flexibility over pay and perks. They kind of just expect the pay to be there, and that's kind of a hygiene factor. But the things that they really care about is their mental health. They're not willing to sacrifice their own health for the organisation. So their expectations of the standards that the organisation will deliver have really increased. So organisations have to be a healthy place to work now.
Yeah. And yet, if I was 29 years of age and living with my parents and skimping and saving to get a deposit on the house, money surely would be my priority above mental health.
Money does matter, but if you want to perform as an employee and when you keep your job, basically the health of yourself equals the performance of what you deliver to the business. And that's what really matters.
Superb. John, best of luck. And you've got a book there as well. What's it called?
It's called Make Work Healthy. It was published by Wiley in the United States and it's translated into many languages. So,
superb, John. And thank you very much for coming in and sharing
Thanks,
that with
Joe.
Us. That's John Ryan, the boss of Healthy Place to Work. The clue is in the name.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.